of client paratas, Mishnah Aleph, ain't also Mishum client, and Lissamer who pitched it. The only issue of client with regards to clothing is to mix together wool and linen. Any other two materials would be mutter to mix together in your clothing. And the Pasuk says, Lotil by Shatnez, Samer Upishta. A person should not wear Shatnez. And what constitutes Shatnez? That's a mixture of wool and linen. Only wool and linen is Shatnez. But any two other materials would be mutter to mix together. Now, the wool that is also Mishum Shatnez is only wool from sheep or ram. Any other type of wool, there would be no iser of Shatnez. For example, wool from camel. It would be mutter to mix it with linen and make a garment out of it. It's only wool from a chalim sheep or from alim ram that is forbidden to mix together with pishta. And only a wool garment or a linen garment would become tummy from a nega. If a nega sarah would appear on a garment, only a garment which is made out of wool or made out of linen would become tummy from that nega. As the pasuk says, "Behabege kiyia bo nega sarah, bebege semer, or bebege pishta." If a clothing has a nega sarah, if that clothing is made out of wool or linen, it would become tummy. But if it's made out of any other material, it would not become tummy. Ein hakohanim loshin l'shamis b'beis hamigdash, ela semer upishta. The big day kahona that the kohanim wear when they do the avodah in the beis hamigdash is made only out of wool or linen or a mixture of the two. Some of the big day kuna is made out of wool only, some of it is made out of linen only, and some of it is made out of both semer and pishta. As shatnez is mutter for the big day kahuna. Somebody who took both wool from camel and wool from sheep and mixed them together. And Romanak Mala mutter. If most of the wool is a semer gamala, and only a minority of the wool is a semer from the sheep, you'd be allowed to mix pishtun together with the wool and make a baguette out of it. As we said, the only wool that is authorized shatnez is wool from ram or from sheep. But wool from gamalim is not offered for shatnez. Therefore, since most of the semer is the semer gamalim, the minority of semer, which is semer rechelim, is bottle in the semer gamalim. It's as if you have no semer from rechelim at all. Therefore, there would be no iser shatnez. And you can go ahead and mix pishtun together with the semer, and it would not be shatnez. But if most of the semer is a semer from rechelim, the wool from sheep, and only a minority of the semer is from gamalim. So in such a case, the opposite is true, that the wool from the camel is bottle in the wool from the sheep. And therefore, you're not allowed to mix linen together with it and make a baguette out of it as it would be shatnez, since most of the wool is from the rechelim. If it's exactly 50-50, 50% of the wool is from camels and 50% of the wool is from sheep, and you mix them together. In such a case, you're not allowed to mix pishtun linen together with the semer and make a baguette out of it. And since it's half and half, neither one is buckled to the other, and therefore it would be forbidden to mix pishtun together with it and make a baguette out of it. It would be shatnez. And the same would be true if you have linen and hemp. Hemp is similar to linen, and you mix it together. Now, there is no iser or shatnez for hemp, only for linen. So if you mix the pishtun and the hemp together, in such a case, if most of it is the pishtun and only a minority is the convict, then the iser of shatnez would apply. You wouldn't be allowed to mix wool together with it and make a baguette out of it. It would be shatnez. But if most of it is the convict and only a minority is the pishtun, so the pishtun would be bustled in the convict. In such a case, you'd be allowed to mix wool together with it and make a baguette out of it. And if it's half and half, half pishtun and half convict, in such a case, neither one is bustled to the other. So therefore, the iser or shatnez would apply, and you would not be allowed to mix wool together with it and make a baguette out of it. Seventh client, paratas, Mishnah Beis, and Shiraim Klach, Ein Behem Mishum Klein. Shiraim and Klach are two different types of silk. Shiraim is a smooth silk that's similar to linen, while Klach is a soft silk that's similar to wool. There is no iser of Klein, as it would be mutter to mix the shirayim or the cloth together with semer or pishtun to make a baguette out of it. As we said in the previous mission, the iser shatnez only applied to a baguette made out of both semer and pishtun. Because of appearance sake, the chum aser to make a baguette out of shirayim together with semer, and shirayim is similar to linen. In those days, people did not see baguette made out of silk very frequently. So people who will see a baguette that's made out of shirayim together with semer, they will think the shirayim is pishta, and they are wearing shatnez. So therefore, it's also because of marzai. And so too, if you mix klach together with Pesach, people will think it's shatnez. The cloth is similar to tzemer. And since in those days people did not frequently see begonim made out of silk, if you wear a beged made out of cloth together with pesach, they will think that the cloth is tzemer and you're wearing shatnez. But that was only in those days that people did not frequently see begonim made out of silk. But nowadays that people frequently see begonim made out of silk, there is no iser or maris ayin to mix silk together with pishtar or tzemer, and everybody can tell that it's silk, it's not tzemer or pishtar, so therefore the gzera would not apply. As even though normally when a chacham make a gzera, even when the reason for the gzera no longer applies, but the actual gzera still has to be kept. But some portion explain that when the chacham made the gzera of maris ayin not to wear shirayim or cloth together with tzemer or pishtar, he only made that gzera for the places where silk was not frequently seen, but in places where silk is frequently seen, the gzera was never made in the first place. Hakarim v'aksusa ein behem yishum klan. Uvovai shalo yiyeh besoro no gam behem. Pillow of the mattresses, there is no iser of klan. If the pillow or the mattress is made out of a semer or pishta, you're still allowed to lay down on them as long as your bust or as long as your flesh is not coming into contact with them. As the iser shatnez is only to wear a beged made out of shatnez, or to use it as a cover, but to lay down on it is mutter. And the Mefarshim say it's only mutter if the pillow or mattress is hard and it's not resting on something soft. So it itself is hard, it's also resting on something that's hard, and your flesh is not coming into contact with it. In such a case, there would be no iser. You'd be allowed to lay down on it. But if your flesh is coming into contact with them, or if the pillow or the mattress is soft, or if it's resting on something soft, in such a case, it would be usher. Ain't a rai le client. There is no hetzer to wear a client b'derech arai, meaning to say, somebody who has a beged which is shatnez, and he only wants to put it on for a few minutes, there is no hetzer. It is forbidden to wear it even momentarily. Lo yovash client, afilo agabe asara, afilo lignoiv esan mechet. A person may not wear a client, even if it's on top of 10 other pieces of clothing, even if it's only putting it on to steal from the custom. As if he wants to wear a beged that shatnez on top of 9 other begadim, that's forbidden, even though it's not coming into contact with your bosom. Even if the only reason he's putting on the beged that shatnez is to steal from the custom, that the minute wasn't those days that they would not charge custom for the clothing that you are wearing, and that's why he wants to put it on, not because he needs to wear this beged, but simply because he wants to wear it so he doesn't have to pay custom, even though that's your only motivation for wearing the beged that shatnez, it is still forbidden to put it on.